I was born boy.
Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blunstons for a chance to win 150K.
Anytime Fitness, make healthy happen your way. Join today. Visit anytimefitness.com.au.
Summer breakfast.
So that's it. He's got to hit a boundary. We go over the top. He'll probably pitch it in towards the leg stump and the full. It's out. It's Michael Bevan's evening at the Sydney Cricket Ground.
One of our favourite memories as kids, Nick Del Santo.
Yes.
We were both just saying in the Ab 8 we can remember exactly where we were when we watched Michael Bevan hit straight down to the sight screen to win the game.
Against the West Indies. I remember it. I was a youngster in Bendigo. My mum and dad's leather couch stuck to it. It was a hot summer night. And I remember thinking, there's no way this closer can do it one more time, Jack. And you know what? He did it again.
Of course he did it.
He did it again.
Of course he did it. For Dulux Trade Centres, Michael Bevan joins us. 18 tests and a star of the one-day format, 232 one-day internationals at an average of 53. Michael Bevan, welcome to Summer Breakfast.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. It sounds like you're a hell of a lot more confident than what I was.
Do you remember what you were thinking going into that last ball? Did you have a plan in place?
I reckon my big concern at that point in time, obviously, if you can remember back, was that I had Glenn McGrath batting with me. And I was kind of just thinking, how do I get down the other end? That was my primary concern. But no, look, about two or three balls from the end, I'd sort of set my stall, and based on where he was bowling and the field placements, you know, I thought my best chance was going straight. So the second last ball obviously was a really good ball and I couldn't do anything with it. So I sort of just had to sort of roll the dice and run with the same shot again. And he didn't quite get it right. And, you know, fortunately for me, I got a good piece of it.
Bevo, we see the modern day player, and particularly with the Big Bash, they just sort of hit wherever they particularly want. But going back to your time, it looked like you're able to pick the field apart depending, as you mentioned, where they were set up for that particular shot. Did you always have a couple of spots on the ground picked out as the bowler was approaching?
Yeah, definitely. So for every bowler that was bowling based on the conditions or the match situations, I would probably always pick one four shot or one boundary option. And if it pitched in a certain place, then I would go for it there. And then the rest of the time I was looking to rotate. So it probably meant my strike rate wasn't quite as high, but I had a really good, solid plan as to a sort of a risk-free plan of how I was going to sort of try and win the match for Australia. So that was my approach at that point in time. Nowadays, of course, power hitting's come into the game. Mm. Players are practicing hitting sixes and hitting long sixes, and it has changed pretty dramatically, right?
Do you still think there's room, though, for proper cricket shots? I mean, Alex Carey's ton the other night for the strikers is maybe the best example we've seen recently that there is still power hitting, but there is still room for technique and for cricket shots, isn't there?
Well, it's all about results, I think, and some players are going to have their own style. And so I suppose it's more about results and consistency. So everyone's got a different plan or a way they're going to approach it. But, you know, you still want to have a good, solid average. You still want to have consistency and you still want to score runs at a good strike rate, you know, day in, day out. And that's more about understanding, you know, how you approach the game and what type of style you play.
Bevo, do you love the creativity in the Big Bash at the moment? I mean, we just touch about your style and, you know, whether it could, I guess, stack up or whether how well it would go in the modern game. But as an ex-cricketer, do you love what you see when you watch the shorter formats?
Well, I don't watch a lot of it. I did this summer and I've watched a little bit of it. And, look, I'm kind of blown away and amazed with the types of shots players are playing nowadays. And, you know, I think generally speaking, you know, the T20 game has been good for cricket in the sense that it's brought a lot of new fans to the game, a lot of excitement. And some of the things that the batsmen are doing nowadays are pretty crazy. And that's, you know, I think it's a good thing. I don't see any sort of downsides to it.
Bevo, you're back involved in cricket now, but it must be asked, where have you been for the last 1 to 2 decades? I mean, you were so prominent on our TV screens for so long, and then it's like you've disappeared.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Where have you been, Bevo?
Well, I won't go through every single day, but I never really wanted to get into the media side of things. I've done a little bit of commentating. I've probably done more coaching. I did manage a season there with IPL. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, I coached Eastern Suburbs Cricket, Grade Cricket Club there for 3 or 4 years. And, you know, I'm a property investor and I'm a fledgling, well, not sure I can say a fledgling, a futures trader. I've been doing it a while now. I don't really lose any money or make any money, but it sort of keeps me busy during the day. But obviously my latest venture is battingmentor.com. And I've morphed and moved into the online batting mentoring space, and sort of I'm hoping to help cricket players wanting to improve their performances, and based on using sort of some of the secrets and principles I use during my one day innings.
So I had a bit of a look yesterday, knowing that we were talking to you today. It seems as though a lot of your teaching, Michael, will be around not just the technique and front foot forward and elbow high and all those sorts of things, but thinking your way through an innings. Is that fair?
I think so. I think that was my reason for doing it. There's a lot of information online out there about the technical side. A lot of coaches work with the technical side, but I just want to work at improving people's and batsmen's performance. And so when you're looking at doing that, there are other factors that you need to sort of help players work on, i.e. mindset, game plan, take a look at their goal setting. And that's the part that I enjoy talking to people about. And so it kind of fits well because I don't actually need to go into the nets and work with them, but I can sort of advise them on their current approach, what's going to work, what's not going to work. So in short, hopefully after speaking with me, they can have a lot clearer picture about what they have to do to improve.
Well, one off the text here, Michael, and we get text messages all throughout the show. I've seen Bevo running around Manly a few times. He's still in fantastic nick and still could be playing. Is that true?
Well, I don't know. What did Mark Waugh say? I said I had the body of a Lamborghini and the motor of a Mini Miner or something like that. I haven't run for such a long time. I go for a walk and I ride around Manly and I do a little bit, but nowhere near as much as I used to do. It's just sort of not that important to me nowadays. But look, I do try and do a little bit. So whoever's sort of texted that got it right for sure.
Bev, I want to ask you about the new business venture and just your take on the youth coming through, because we hear a lot about, particularly in the AFL world, is, you know, they're not quite, they don't take it on like they used to. And back in the good old days, they just don't receive the feedback. What's your experience has been with this young group coming through, or the ones that you've worked with, in regards to their attitude and their willingness to learn from someone like yourself?
Well, it's always the same for me. When you're coaching people, you've got to work out really quickly whether they're actually committed to it or not. So that's the sort of the first thing you have to work out, because if someone's not committed to improving, then you tend to just sort of challenge them as opposed to coach them. Well, I do anyway. But I think it's a good point. It's probably a relevant point, and it's probably not sport specific. It's maybe society specific. That each generation is changing pretty quick with social media, schooling, how we approach it, what's expected, et cetera, et cetera. So I wouldn't be surprised if the attitude is slightly different now to what it was 10 to 20 years ago. It would make sense to me, but that still doesn't change the fact that if you want to achieve something, if you want to be good at something, there are certain sort of fundamental principles that, you know, people need to employ, I suppose, and do.
You can find out more information at battingmentor.com. I had a look around yesterday. It's an interesting website and some interesting information. Battingmentor.com for more info. Michael, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been great to have you on the show.
Pleasure. Thanks very much, guys.
Michael Bevan joining us on Summer Breakfast. What a good man he is.
What a ripper. I didn't play a lot of cricket as a junior, but I had the Puma cricket bat because Michael Bevan did.
Did you?
That is true.
I reckon that's one for tomorrow. I reckon for Australia Day tomorrow.
Yes.
Put that in the bank.
Oh, right. That's
the cricket bats that you had as a kid, or the sporting equipment that you had as a kid.
Because your favourite player, yes. I also had a V100 because of Mark Waugh.
Trent, put that on the run sheet for tomorrow.
Did you know that
Welcome to our production meeting.
Did you also know that Bevo, you forgot to mention this, in the last 10 to 15 years, I said, what have you been doing? He was on The Masked Singer.
He was the Hammerhead on The Masked Singer.
Why did he forget to mention that he was a professional singer?
I don't know. We should have asked him about that. 0433 98 11 16 to join us at Summer Breakfast. Michael Bevan was with us for all of your professional painting needs. You can jump into your local Dulux Trade Centre or Inspirations Paint. Packers 14, Bucks 7. Midway through the second period.